Heading to history now, Charles Fay is going to join us to have a look at a remarkable sporting team in our area that culminated in the 1948 Grand Final with them taking everything from go to woe, and that is the Kangaroo Flat Football Club. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I guess that's their pinnacle, and we'll just touch on that later, but they go back a lot further than that.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really old club. They were formed in 1890 and basically played for most of the 20th century in a football division called the Bendigo Football Association.
Right. And they had plenty of success as well.
They certainly did. They won the premiers in 1923, 1926. I think the league was in abeyance during the war, and they won again in 1948 and 1955.
Okay. The league they were in, that merged, or did they change? They went to another league anyway, didn't they?
They joined what was known as the Golden City Football League in 1960 and won the premiership there in their first season. But then the Golden City Football League merged with the Bendigo Footy League in 1981, and I like this, to form the Bendigo Golden City Football League.
Wow.
Which they quite sensibly just called the Bendigo Football Association. League, eventually, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's the one that's gone into the BNFL, so the Bendigo Netball Football League, as it or BFNL. As it stands at the moment. That grand final win in 1962, a point, so that must have been a thriller over White Hills.
Over White Hills, yeah. But I suppose their best season was 1948, when the competition had just been revived after the war. And there were 10 teams in that competition at that stage.
Wow.
And they beat every team in the home and away matches and beat YCW, which I suppose is the Young Christian Workers, in the grand final.
Yeah, it's quite an amazing feat. I don't know how many rounds it was back then, but it's a pretty remarkable feat for any sporting team to go through a season undefeated. And then, you know, there must have been huge pressure going into the grand final, you know, because you sort of think, if there's one game we don't want to stuff up, it's this one, you know?
Yeah, and they won that quite comfortably, actually. I've forgotten the actual score, but, you know, they had a fair margin, so...
Yeah, and they got one too as BFL 1966, beating Kyneton.
That's right,
And that was a pretty close one too, 16 points. And also made the granny in 2000, but lost to Castlemaine. Despite
they had more scoring shots, apparently, in that match.
Yeah. The other thing, I guess, we should say too, is that they've churned out some pretty good players, or have had some very good players from VFL, AFL, who've also played with them over the years.
Yeah, of course, my favourite would have to be Phil Carman.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me before, and it wasn't like Phil at his fabulous best back in his 20s or 30s.
No, he played for Kangaroo Flat 16 games in 2003, and you can do the maths, but he was born in 1950.
Hells bells. That's incredible.
Yeah, but that's not the end.
Right.
Phil went on to play for Sebastopol in 2014, playing 16 games.
So it's 54 years of age. God. He didn't biff any umpires, did he?
Not that one, no. he seems to have had a really sort of sad career in a sense, because he was born in Edenhope and he joined the Adelaide football competition. But Collingwood sort of stopped him playing for 2 years in a sort of contract dispute.
Hmm.
He had two fantastic seasons at Collingwood where in 1971 he won the Copeland Trophy, was their highest goal kicker.
Yeah, just a bit of white line fever, unfortunately.
Yeah, which you know, kept him out of the... He had a shot at Michael Tuck in 1977 and missed the grand final in that year against North Melbourne, I think, and there was a reprint, a replay which he missed.
Yeah. Just a few others too. Brett Glowry, Nathan Chapman from the Bears, Lions Hawthorne, Graham Robertson, Carlton Richmond, and Ty Zantuck from Essendon as well. So interesting stuff. Hey, always good to chat. And Charles, you better tune in after 8. You're a big Essendon boy. We've got Jake Stringer on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's in the borough doing some footy clinics. So there you go.
I'm sure my brother-in-law will be trying to catch him.
Indeed. Hey, mate, thanks for that, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark.
Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold Centre, Victoria.